hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's our brand new game called Battle of the Tinder Dates, where we pit two of our listeners against each other to find out who has the most pitiful dating life. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she's got 10 fingers, 10 toes, and 10 followers on Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tinalicious Temptress, Renee.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, you look almost Insta-famous.
And in this corner, she's a cat behavior consultant who's just looking for a guy that won't laugh at her job. Give it up for the feline fanatic, Jennifer.
Hey.
Are you really a cat behavior consultant?
Maybe.
Oh my God. And the first thing I did was laugh. I feel bad.
Yeah. I think that's a very interesting job.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to the show, you guys. Here's how the game works. The first contestant will describe one of their worst Tinder horror stories. And then afterward, the second contestant will counter with their own dating nightmare story. And then we'll go back and forth until we find a winner. Are you guys ready to begin?
Totally. Yeah.
All right, Renee, you get to start round one of Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Okay, so he took me to Buffalo Wild Wings. Mm-hmm. We ordered 40 wings to split. And when they got to the table, he put 4 on one plate for me, and he ate the rest.
I don't know if I'd be horrified or impressed.
That's a lot of wings.
Yeah, 36 wings that guy downed? Wow.
And yeah, kind of selfish, unless you just wanted 4 wings.
No, that was not the plan.
Okay. Jennifer, do you think you can counter that?
Okay, so I went on this date, and he shows up, right? And he takes one look at me, and he goes, "Oh, I didn't know you were fat."
He did not say that. You better turn around and walk away.
Oh, my God. And I'm not even, I'm like 5'5", 120. What?
Oh, really?
Weirdo.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, solid first round.
A lot of body shaming in that first round.
Yeah.
Wow, guys.
Renee, do you think you can come back and counter?
So, we go to a museum. He keeps his sunglasses on the entire time. Yeah, no, so weird. And then I'm like, okay, what are you doing? He tells me it's a government thing and he can't discuss it.
What?
Ooh.
And then he disappears before the date is over. He literally, I was like looking at a painting. I turned around and he was gone.
Oh. Whoa. So you went out with an actual spy.
I think I did.
I think that's awesome.
No,
why
not.
Am I not?
Ditched her.
Oh my God, she's got a man, one, they could eat 36 wings, and then a guy who works for the CIA, possibly.
No. Yeah.
Or a lunatic who thinks he works for
whatever.
The CIA.
You know, now you're getting picky.
Jennifer, do you think you can come back from that?
I'm on this date with this guy, and halfway through dinner, he starts to sell me on this pyramid scheme.
Oh, no.
I'm like, mm-mm. So I'm not interested, and I get up to leave. But right as I stand up, the guy, like, sprints out the door and leaves me standing there. And I had to pay the bill, which was, like, well over
$100.
Oh, my God.
Not cool.
Apparently, it's pyramid scheme. Not really paying the bills for him. All right.
Not good.
Renee, your last chance. Do you think that you can counterpunch on that and come back with an even worse dating story?
We go to a movie theater.
Okay.
My date gets a text. And during the movie, he leans over and whispers out loud that it was from his ex-girlfriend and proceeds to read the text.
Oh.
And then it happened 5 more times. Each time, he read the text out loud and would giggle. Can you believe her?
He's just trying to brag. See, I've had a chick once before you.
Yeah.
She's still hitting me up.
She's,
I don't know what's worse, though, the ex text or that he's actually just using his phone during a movie. That is so rude.
Jennifer, do you think that you can counterpunch and come back with an even worse dating story than some dude reading his ex-girlfriend's text messages to you?
So I went out with this guy who said before I met him that he was 30, okay? 30 years old. When I met him, when we hooked up, he was clearly over 50, at least over 50. It was so weird. And then later on, because I was so not interested, I found that after me, He was dating one of my mom's friends.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Let me guess, you guys dated for a long time after that? Or
no, she just got insanely jealous there. And then, like, stalked them both on social media.
All right. That is a good three rounds there. Now we have to go to the scorecard and see who is the winner of Battle of the Tinder Dates. Mm-hmm. Let's send it on over to our first judge, Jose Bolaños. How'd you score the event?
I have to say, I could not get over the fact that a guy called you fat. So, Jennifer,
all right,
you are the winner in my book. Mm-hmm.
Judge number one gives it to Jennifer. Let's send it on over and check the scorecard of Brooke Fox.
Like I said before, Renee, I think you passed on two possibly good men. I mean, the one that could eat 36 wings, still impressive that he's okay doing that in front of you. I mean, the guy could have worked for a really cool government agency on your mystery spy.
Brooke's impressed.
So my vote goes for Jennifer.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the fat thing also, right out the gate. I'm like, what?
So you're thinking Renee just screwed up her dates because she had two really eligible bachelors that she could have stuck around with. Congratulations, Jennifer, in a straight knockout. You are today's worst dater in the world.
Oh, man. I wish we had a cool belt for you to wear around the rest of the day.
No, don't shame her.
We need the belt of shame. We should get the belt of shame that we can give out to people. So congratulations, Jennifer. You're today's champion of horrible dating. And Renee, you can call back in someday and try again, okay?
Thank you. So honored.
Yes. Yep.
Text in 78592. What'd you think about all the Tinder dates? Should we do it again? We do have a lot of really bad daters out there. A lot of stories to be told. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
I wish somebody would have told me, babe, someday these will be the good old days. All the love you forget, and all these reckless nights you regret.